Hello and welcome to Masterclass 1. It is so beautiful to be here with you. Welcome to our first class in the series. Let me just take a deep breath. I have a lot of energy going through my body. Oh, hang on. How do I close you there, Mel? Speak of you. This happened to me last time where I had a ping coming in when people were joining me live and I wasn't sure how to stop that. Let me just bring up my chat box. Let's see. Because I did say mute people on entry. Let me just see. Hopefully that doesn't continue now I'm on speaker view. Okay. I'm getting myself set up. All right. If you are here with me live, say hello to me in the chat box. I am recording. Everything is looking okay. Yeah, if you're here with me live, say hi to me in the chat box and let me know that you can hear me. My screen is looking interesting. Sorry for any of you watching the recording, you're probably like, oh, Connie. Hi, Mel. Beautiful to see you. You can hear me. Thank you. Just seeing this is my first class, I'm just making sure we are all technically good. Okay, I'm good. Okay. All right, our first class. This is incredibly exciting. I have had a very powerful energy moving through my body all morning because I've been tuning into all of you all morning and just bringing in and anchoring in the energy of our group and the energy of everyone who is in this program and really feeling into each of you and why you're here and what you want to get from this experience and how I can most serve you through this experience as well. I've also spent the morning tuning in a little bit to one of my spirit guides, and he gave me some really great notes around things that I want to share with you through the class too, some additional add-ons and messages that he has for all of you. And then I also have what I have up on my screen is your workbook, the Masterclass 1 workbook, and then also all of my notes. Now, can I actually, just give me one sec, I'm going to pull this in a little bit because that looks very zoomed out. You don't need to see my TV. That's a little bit better. Okay, I wanted that a little bit closer. Perfect. So the way that I like to run these classes, the way that I'm going to run this class, and if you've ever been a part of one of my classes, whether it was my journaling workshops or Slow Down and Tune In, I tend to run my classes in a similar way. Hi, Eugene. I'm guessing it's quite late for you. I hope you haven't had to stay up too late in order to tune in live, but thank you for being here. The people who are here live, yes, it's midnight for you. Okay. If at any point you want to chat to me through the class, you can interact with me. I am going to do my best just to stay focused though on what I want to teach. So as I was saying, the way that I run my classes, oh gosh, sorry, pop-ups. I hope that didn't come through for you. That was very loud for me. Oh, Natasha, beautiful. Driving and listening. Wonderful. Probably just have me on speaker there as you're driving along. Beautiful to see you. Okay. I'm going to try not to get distracted. So I have notes up on my screen. I have your workbook, but I'm also going to just be tuning in very intuitively to the messages that I'm wanting to share with you and what I'm feeling is moving through me and the way that the class is going to flow. So we're going to do a mixture of all of that, and that's how I tend to teach. Mixture of structure and intuition. I find that works quite well. A couple of things that I want to say is, when it comes to working through the workbook and the masterclass, what I would suggest usually is you watch the masterclass before you work through the workbook. Not necessary, but the reason I say that is because the masterclass is going to contain all of the content and information for that topic for this particular 2-week period. And the purpose of the workbook is more so like an extension of the masterclass. It's questions that will take you deeper, that will get you exploring into certain areas that I'm going to cover in the masterclass, and will give you a chance to self-reflect and apply the content from the class to your own personal situation. And with the masterclass workbook, you know, there's a lot of things that I might cover here that perhaps I don't have questions around in the workbook. So definitely be taking notes. I said this happened to me last time. Brigitta? I know there's a way of pronouncing your name and I'm not saying it right, but beautiful to see you from LA. We bumped up against this in the journaling workshop that I sometimes struggle with name pronunciation, but beautiful to have you here, my love. Yes, you'll find that the questions in the workbook don't cover every single thing that I cover in the masterclass. So I might be dropping in additional questions in the masterclass that I would suggest you write down in the notes section of the workbook, perhaps, as further things to explore beyond what is in the workbook. So that's usually what I suggest. Watch the masterclass, take notes. If you want to go deep into some things, dive into the workbook. You don't have to answer every single question in the workbook. The way I've designed the workbook is that I'm aware there's people coming in at all different places and stages on their journey. And the workbook is the intention there is to tap into people in all different places. So some people are needing more clarity. Some people are needing support with, you know, what's their inner calling, what's their vision, for example, in our first workbook. So if you read some of the questions and you're like, oh, that question just doesn't resonate with me, or I literally just can't answer that question, it's okay to leave it. None of this is fully compulsory. I really want you to be also tailoring everything I'm giving you to where you're at, because we've got 10 people in different places on their journeys wanting different things. So you can extricate what really lands with you and leave bits maybe if they don't directly speak to you on where you're at. Totally fine. Cool? Okay, so where I want to open up with today's class, is there anything else I wanted to say? No, I think the main thing I was tuning into, actually, before I get into my content, was that I do truly feel you are all here because you are meant to be here. And the way this program filled in terms of all the spots being filled was so beautiful to watch, because I had 9 really solid applications all kind of come through pretty early on, and they were the 9 spots that were filled. And then the final spot, I remember sitting on the weekend being like, who is this final spot for? I don't know who it's for. And then Tanvi had sent through her application on the Sunday, and I spoke to her on Monday and I said, there's one spot left and I think it's for you. And we just filled so beautifully and perfectly. So I feel like there's no accident that you're here. And I actually pulled a tarot card before we began today. And I'm going to pull a tarot card before every class. And the card that came through is the 3 of Cups. And this is a card of like community. It says, community, friendship, collaboration, and creativity. And I just thought, what a beautiful card to represent us coming together as a community to celebrate and support each other and share this journey. And this really represents some of the energy we're beginning to create in our Facebook community together, which I think is so beautiful. It's a very positive card. So I want you to really trust that you're on this journey because you're meant to be. And I'm really, really excited to begin with you. So today I anticipate and intend to run for around 60 minutes. I may go a bit over because there's quite a bit to cover in this first class, and also because I've just done a little bit of my intro spiel there. But I'll aim to run for between 60 to 90 minutes. And if at any point you need to jump off due to Eugene probably needs to go to sleep and Natasha needs to go to her wherever she's off to, whatever you've got going on, the replay will be being uploaded today as soon as I finish. All right. So you will be watching, I will be referring to different points on my screen as I'm looking at the workbook or my notes for what I want to cover with you. But where I want to open up is with this idea of the inner calling. And if you had a look through the workbook, you would have seen that that's where I started with the questions. That was my first question in there. And I think some of you touched on, I think it was Tanvi that spoke about the inner calling in her introductory video. And that's why I believe you're here. And I believe you're here because you've been called here by a deeper part of you. And the deeper part of you that has called you onto this journey is the same part of you that is calling you onto whatever this next chapter of your life, your career, your work in the world, your identity is. It is this one consistent, this same energy that is moving through you, that is guiding you everywhere into everything you need to fulfill what you're here to fulfill. Now, everyone's calling is different. Everyone will feel and experience it differently, but I believe you have a calling, and I believe that's why you're here. Now, a calling doesn't have to be a business you're setting up or anything you're doing. Sometimes it can be a calling around who you're now here to be, what parts of you are now ready to be expressed and embodied and seen. Yeah. This is what my spirit guide said that he wanted me to tell you. You are all here because you are ready to activate your authentic self, the self that has been laying dormant within. So it's a part of you that's been within you since you were born. It's been within you since before time, before you were even here. You know, I'm going to take some sort of sometimes some big soulful spiritual perspectives on stuff, but just bear with me whether or not that's your philosophy on life. But there's this energy that has been calling at you because there is the authentic part of you, the part of you who you truly are before you came along and learned all these things about yourself through your human experience. And I'm seeing it as like a seed. Think about it as like a seed that was planted in the soil before you even came here. And it's been laying dormant. Now, some of you have begun to activate and express parts of that. But some of you are really only just now beginning to be like, wow, I'm starting to see and feel what feels like my authentic essence, what feels like what I'm truly passionate about, what I really want to contribute. You know, some of you have gone on some inner work journeys. That's usually the catalyst. We've gone on some type of journey where we've been unraveling old belief systems, working through fears, going through a transformational experience, getting to know who we really are, doing the inner work. And then you begin to activate an energy within you that's just been dormant. And now is ready to be expressed. And the reason you're here is because it's ready to be expressed. It's ready to be acted on and activated. And it was really stressed to me that what is needed on this journey for each of you is the trust in what you're feeling right now, the trust in what each of you have expressed in your introductory videos. Where each of you have claimed and said what it is that you want, no matter how much clarity you have on it, it doesn't matter how broad or specific it is. To some extent, you are knowing what you're wanting now. And it was really stressed to me to say to you to trust in that feeling. Because that is your heart, your soul, your authentic self communicating to you a deeper energy, however you want to look at it. And I sort of can sense some of you being like, I think some of you really get what I'm saying, and maybe some of you will be like, I don't know, do I have an inner calling? And my answer is yes, you do, whether you know it or not. Now, the inner calling is just that energy of inspiration, that energy of desire, that energy of passion, that energy of a vision of wanting more, of wanting something different. Some of you have described it as like your feminine essence moving through you, a knowing. And I ask you in the workbook actually to reflect on, can you remember when you first got that feeling of an inner calling, of a knowing you wanted more, wanted something different? Was there a catalyst? Was there an event that sparked that for you? Or was it just brewing for a while and then you became aware of it? And I ask you to describe how it felt, how it feels to you. And I was reflecting on this in my journey because I can sort of think of two distinct callings. And some of you may have already started to follow your calling. I think some of you have to get to the point on your journey. Some of you have already got businesses set up. So I think there was already one calling that you have followed, but maybe there's a second one coming through now. And for me, it was the first time that it was my first calling to get onto doing this work in the world. Now, following some form of inner calling to become more of who you truly are, express more of your true essence, will always require a letting go of something else to make space, right? So I remember going through the process of having to really unravel an old identity and my, you know, let go of my old career path, step out of who everyone knew me to be, to almost rebirth myself into becoming someone new and doing very different work in the world. And that was a big transformational journey I went through. Kind of, it was around my Saturn return type of time. It was around 29 that happened for me. The second calling I'm going through, which I'm going through right now, which I've been going through since last year and is really starting to kick into place this year, is the shift that's happened now in my business to to move away from life coaching, and life coaching became very mainstream and very accepted. But I'm now, and it's still terrifies me how much my guidance says to me, you're just a creative channel, Connie. You are here to tap into universal energies and bring it forth through courses and programs and podcasts. And that's my job now, is to be a creative channel. And I still experience a lot of fear around that. But that's now my current calling, and I'm having to surrender to that. And that's what I wanted to say to you, is following your inner calling being whatever it is you're wanting to manifest, create, do, achieve at the moment, whatever's moving through you, is less of a process of making that happen, and it's more of a process of surrender. It's really a process of surrender. And it's actually, and this, I'm giving this all to you now because I want this to be the perspective we come into this program with. It's not that I'm coming in here because I want something and this is my time to create it. Although, I mean, that's one aspect of it. I want us to come in with, there is something calling at me. Something that I know I'm here to do, create, be, achieve, bring to life, whatever it is. There's something calling at me. And my job is to surrender to that calling and follow it wherever it's taking me. And do whatever it's telling me to do. Ooh, goosebumps, right? Ugh, it's different. It's a different intention. And the only reason I'm giving you that as an intention, and there's nothing wrong with saying, oh, here's something I want and I want to bring it to life. But I think the reason I'm giving you this is because sometimes when we want something, we're coming from an energy of, I don't have it and I want it. This is missing in my life and I need it. This is lacking and I want to have it and bring it in. And sometimes wanting something and wanting to materialize it comes from that space. And then it can feel a bit like, well, then how do I possibly bring that to life? But when we're working with the energy of a desire almost that has chosen us rather than us choosing it, it's chosen us, yeah? It's like it's already done. When you can feel a desire moving through you and you feel it energetically and you can almost feel what it would be like to have it and you can see it, it already exists energetically. It's done. And now there's just this beautiful process of materializing it, of letting it move through you enough that it can come into form, that you can create it through taking action and taking steps and building and creating things and showing up to follow this energy. I'm wondering if you can feel and see the difference in those perspectives. So like I said, then it becomes an energy of surrender and recognizing that these desires have chosen you because you're ready to bring them to life. They would not have come to you until you're ready for them, and they haven't come to you a moment too soon. And this course has come at the perfect time because you're all ready to bring to life what's moving through you. So I describe the inner calling as a feeling, and I would just encourage you to really think about that. And I didn't ask you questions here around, you know, what is the inner calling? Because I feel like we sort of touched on that in the pre-work. But if you want to write about that a little bit more in the notes section, you know, I would ask you, what is the inner calling that's moving through you at the moment? And to begin to own that as being something that is now your purpose. And this is the other thing he wanted me to tell you about purpose. And I was going to talk about purpose later, but I'm going to talk about it now because, you know, when we think about what is our purpose, we often define it as, I don't know, I mean, I often thought my purpose was to be a life coach or a teacher, or, you know, we think about it in terms of a title or a structure or a definition, or we feel like we need to know what our purpose is before we can begin to move forward. And this is what he told me your purpose is. Your purpose is to simply follow your inner calling and to follow wherever you feel called to go in each moment and to follow the energy that's moving through you in each moment. That's it. So when your purpose, first of all, is to be able to tap into, and it's just a feeling, guys. It's a feeling of inspiration. It's a feeling of passion. It's a feeling of desire to be able to tap into that feeling and simply follow it. And he said, it's like riding a wave. When that energy moves through you, you ride it and you almost just ask, okay, what's one step I can take? what's one step I could take right now? Like, I don't need to know the whole plan. I don't need to know the whole picture. I don't need to know the whole how. And it doesn't matter if my steps come through in a logical order. It doesn't matter if it doesn't really make sense to me right now why I'm taking that step. But I feel an energy of what I want, and I ask that energy, what's one step I can take? And he even said to me, for you to all say, show me. Show me. Show me whatever step I can take or need to take in this moment to begin to ride the wave of this energy and materialize it. And he really emphasized as well, like, the purpose can shift and change all the time, and none of us need to get caught up in labels. But it really is just the intention to follow wherever that energy is guiding you. He said the same thing about passion. Passion is just wherever an energy is pulling you in a moment. I mean, you can feel passionate about anything at any time. And you know, it was really important to me, I think, as teaching these classes, and I'm learning how to surrender more and more and more to the energy of just to ride the energy that I'm feeling in this moment as I'm talking to you. I mean, I don't even know what I'm saying half the time, really. I've got notes and I'm not even looking at them because it's like a wave of energy that I'm just riding that I'm putting words to. Now, that's kind of what it feels like to follow your purpose and follow your passion. And he had said to me, you know, he wants you to keep it as simple as that at the beginning, is as you begin to tune into what it is that you want, to just be asking for whatever step you could take in that moment that would begin to move you towards that and would help that energy materialize into form. Yeah. I just want to read out this paragraph, which is something that I had written down when I was prepping for the session. It may be repeating it, but I just feel to read it out in this way. The deeper inner calling you have is when you know you have a purpose and you feel that purpose calling at you and it's asking you to show up for it. An inner calling is something that you cannot deny. You cannot turn it off. You might try to turn your back on it, but it will always call you back. An inner calling is a feeling, a feeling that's deep within you. It may start as like a dissatisfaction with where you are. It may feel like a sensation in your body telling you that where you are now is not where you're destined to be. It may be a feeling that calls you forward into something more, something that's asking you to open your mind and explore some different possibilities for your life. Your inner calling arises from a part of you that is asking you to live as more of your authentic true self, a calling that is asking you to step into more of who you're here to be and embrace your soul gifts, share new parts of yourself with the world, create things that make your heart come alive. It will call you to desire steps and creations that will create a feeling of aliveness, freedom, and inspiration within you. Whatever the core feelings are that you are wanting to experience, and whatever the unique true gifts are that you hold, whatever you have to offer others offer others in the world will be expressed and experienced through following your inner calling. So your only job, and the reason you are all here, is because your only job is to say yes. And that's all you have to do as a starting point. You do not need to know the whole path, the how, any of it. I just want you to be owning and claiming what it is that you want at this stage. And that's an energetic thing that you feel. Yeah, you just feel the ownership and the claiming of, like, this is what has chosen me in this moment. This is what is ready to be made manifest. And I'm going to receive that. I'm going to surrender to that. And I'm going to show up for that. And take whatever step I feel guided to take. And I think that's something that often trips us up, and it's where the head gets in the way, is the head likes to think about things first and wants to know what the whole plan is and where we're going and why we're doing things and how it's going to make money and all of that. And the work is to surrender that part of it at the beginning and just simply say, this is what I want, and I'm saying yes to it. This is what is moving through me in this moment, and that's as far as I need to go right now. But to create a vision around it, and I'll talk at the end a little bit about the visioning side of things, but our first step is just to create the vision around that. I'm just going to skip past one question and onto the second question here. And what I ask you here in the workbook is, what parts of yourself do you sense that whatever this desire or vision is that you're wanting to create, will what parts of yourself will this allow you to express and experience? Because it's all about who you're going to be becoming. And I really want you to think about that, that whatever it is you're wanting to, say, create by the end of this course, by the end of this year, whenever it is, really think about how would you be different as a person, say, what if that was manifesting in that, in the attainment of that, in the outcome, whatever outcome you want. Who is that going to allow you to be? Because the reason you want it is because there are parts of you that haven't been able to be expressed and embodied yet. And so much aliveness comes from being able to finally express and embody who we really are and let those parts of ourselves be seen. I know something for me I'm just tuning into as I'm talking about this. A big part of the reason I think, you know, there's certain things I'm wanting by midpoint of this year and by the end point of this year in my career is because I can feel the woman, for me to have achieved that, the woman I would have become, I can just feel the freedom in her. The freedom of being able to be so fully self-expressed without giving a, I want to drop an F-bomb, without giving a shit what anyone thinks about her. And my soul just wants to feel that freedom. My soul wants to feel what it would be like to be so free to express who she really is without that constant holding back and hesitating and analysis. And so the, you know, whatever I want to manifest in my business or externally is, yes, definitely about that, but also about because of who I'm going to become in the process and who I know I will be once I've manifested that reality. That's really what it comes down to. So I want you to think about it from that perspective. And I want you to think about how you can start stepping into that person now. Because that will actually accelerate the external manifestation. When you start recognizing, okay, this person who, say, is working for themselves or, you know, doing live streams or at this particular level of their business or income, whatever, this person would be feeling this way, holding themselves this way, thinking this way, acting this way, believing this about themselves, expressing these qualities, and then go, okay, cool. How can I start to step into that right now? And that's where a lot of that accelerates the external changes that you're wanting to create and manifest. Okay. I'm going to talk about visioning in a second because I've got quite a bit in the workbook about visioning and clarity, but I just want to talk about heart-centered stuff at the moment. Before I do, anyone who is here live, just give me a little bit of feedback. Just let me know, is this resonating with you? Or if there's any insights you've had through the time that I've been talking so far. Just anything. Just shoot me anything, just so I know where you're all at. All right. Hang on. Is there anything? Okay, yeah. He wanted me to talk about heart energy. Heart energy is really, really important on this journey. And I'm not going to go too much into the difference between head and heart because I think most of you guys know that. You know that the sort of fundamentals of our mind's energy being that really logical, rational, safe, what makes sense, what fits into society, what gets us love. You know, the mind will want to be protecting you at all costs from losing love, from failure, from rejection. The mind is all of your programming and everything you've learned about yourself throughout your life. It really is, there's an identity tied up in memories, past experiences, the stories you tell yourself on a day-to-day basis. And many of us, and I think it's the reason that you're here, is there's only so long you can live from that mind energy before you start to feel unfulfilled, inauthentic, out of alignment, like something's missing. Because most of us do start off our life living from mind energy. Particularly, I think, when we come into like later teens and 20s, when we're in those formative years of really cementing our identity of who we are and the work we do, and we're really mindful of feedback from peers and are we a success and all that stuff, I think we're very much living off mind energy. I'm like, what's a responsible career that will provide for my family or will get me success or will utilize the skills from my degree or will get my father's approval? That was very much my thinking. Or will, you know, it's what everyone else is doing. And then usually at some point, and I see it a lot in late 20s, not always, this is standard, but I often see it in late 20s, women who come to me being like, okay, cool, I've been doing this for 10 years and I'm like, I'm just not fulfilled. And that's when the heart starts to awaken. And we want the heart to be the guiding force in your life through this journey. The heart is going to be, it's going to have to be. And we want that energy of love to be guiding you, because the mind will very often have a lot of fear-based stories. And I ask you in the workbook here, I want you to look at how the mind is limiting you at the moment, because it is. That's why you're here. The mind has some type of story, or it has an attachment to an identity, or it has fears around what following your heart may mean or look like. But the heart is fearless, really. And the heart is an energy that, you know, I think the mind is so afraid of feeling uncomfortable, scary emotions like rejection, judgment, failure, lack of security, lack of love, or losing love. The heart isn't afraid of that. The heart's here to feel everything. I learned that lesson a lot big time when my father passed away, and I've talked about this before, but I remember when my father passed away going into the depths of heartbreak. It was like someone had cut my heart in half. The pain, the visceral pain in my heart was unbearable. But I remember being like, whoa, like I'm alive, because look how deeply I can feel. The heart actually isn't afraid of the full spectrum and intensity of what it means to be a fully alive human. The heart actually wants to feel it all, and the heart's very courageous and resilient in being able to heal and bounce back. The heart has no limitations. The heart doesn't restrict you. The heart is joy, passion, aliveness. I'm here to be alive. I'm here to be alive and experience this life. And if that sometimes means risk and being afraid and being vulnerable and all of it, I mean, I wonder if some of you felt, because some of you who found posting your introductory video challenging, did you feel a sense of aliveness afterwards? I often notice that feeling when you break through a little bit of a fear. Afterwards, it's like, oh, I'm alive. It frees up energy. And that's what living from the heart is about. He had said to me a lot about heart activation, and he really said to me, for all of you to be really thinking about and reflecting on what anchors you into your heart energy and what activates your heart energy for you. Because he said, you need to allow your heart energy to take over your life. Following love, joy, and freedom. Oh gosh, sorry. My antivirus is just going to keep popping up. It's so irritating. Love, joy, and freedom. And I ask you here in the workbook, in what ways is your heart encouraging you at the moment and calling you forward? Because the heart always is. What is it saying to you? And if we can turn up the volume on the heart, the voice that says, you're here to do something, you're here to contribute something, I love you, you've got this, you're amazing. The journey that you've walked has brought you here. Everything that you've experienced has prepared you for who you're here to be and what you're here to teach. You have gifts, you have wisdom, you have talents. You are worthy, you are deserving, you are magnificent. That is what the heart's going to say to you. And the head's going to be like, who are you to think that you have anything to contribute? You're not special. You don't know anyone else doing this stuff. This is ridiculous. What do you mean you can create a career out of doing what you love every day? That's ridiculous. So a big part of what I'd love you to be focusing on is knowing and uncovering what helps activate your heart energy, what anchors you into your heart energy. And we need to start to let this be more of a dominant force, because I think what has brought you to this point is that the heart, the head has just been dominating too much. Yeah. Okay. I'm getting some feedback. Thank you. Mel, totally resonating. My heart is singing And I love that you almost dropped an F-bomb. If you guys have been in my previous courses, I get a little bit fired up and there are some F-bombs that come through. Eugene resonates with me 100%. Just had an aha moment that I've tried to use the mind to find the way forward. Thank you. Instead of tuning in and surrendering. Totally resonating with what we're sharing up until now. That's a really beautiful point. And I think most people will relate to that. Stop trying to use your mind to figure it out and to figure out the way forward. Beautifully said. Instead, tune in and surrender. And I was getting an image of, like, you know, a morning meditation or a weekend journaling session where you tune in and you ask, show me, what's the next step? How is this inner calling wanting to be made manifest? What do I need to do? Mel, I feel like you're speaking directly to me. There's nothing you've said that isn't 100% relevant for me right now. Beautiful. Brigitta, am I saying, why can't I get the pronoun? Is it, can you, I'm going to have to get you to tell me how to say it. Brigitta? Brigitta, maybe it's like that. That sounds much nicer to me, to my pronunciation. Yes, this is absolutely making sense, resonating. And I think I now understand why I desire this next step. It's about sharing and owning me instead of the edited version. Actually, that reminds me of something else he said. He said he wants you all to look at where are you playing roles and wearing masks. Haji. Is that Brigitta? No, does that sound better? Brigitta? I'll get there. I'm going to work on this and I'll get there. Thank you for your patience with me. Oh, G-U. All right. I'll have to talk to you about it and get it right because I want to be pronouncing it right when I'm talking to you. No worries. It's just, it bothers me because I do this a lot. I often say the vowels a little bit off. I now understand why I desire this next step. It is about sharing and owning me instead of the edited version. And you know what? I think we're all living edited versions of ourselves most of the time, but I think we just want to try to change the percentage. Like, what percentage of my life am I spending having to be in the edited, mask-wearing, playing roles part of me, trying to fit in, trying to modify to make other people happy? And now, what does it look like to be the real me? And how can I increase the percentage of the time that I'm being that person? And that's why, you know, when we get to talking about building platforms and all of that type of stuff, that's why I love that part of this program, because I want you to start to build out and find more avenues where who you feel you really are can be expressed and shared. And that's why this community is so powerful, because it is a safe space for this part of you to be nurtured and made visible and receive support and be owned. Because, like, you know, some of you shared, I know Carol shared it, Tamvi shared it as well, Eugene shared it, being in day jobs where that part of you just can't be expressed. It's just not a supportive environment. So that this is our intention, is to build out environments and build out places. And we're going to talk a little bit later around bringing in more of a like-minded tribe and community. You need places where you feel safe to be who you really are, which begins with you first owning that. The more that you own it, the more people around you support it. The more that you question and doubt that part of yourself, the more other people question and doubt you. So you can't really start to call in, you know, your supportive tribe until you're really in full ownership. And the fact that you've called in this community now, this freaking community, look at you all celebrating and supporting each other. The reason you've called that in is because you've begun to own who you are by being here, by investing in yourself. All right. I'm really glad this is resonating. I just want to check in. I know it is because, like, I'm sweating and there's an energy moving through me. So I always know I'm pretty plugged in when that's happening. And when I'm not referring to my notes, it's a good sign. It means I'm just in the flow. Okay. Yeah, so there's going to be a focus on heart energy. That is important. I want you to be thinking about really getting a head spin. What connects you in with your heart energy and having things each day that can help you connect in with that, even if it's just like a daily heart meditation, sitting, you know, in bed at night, in the morning, whenever you have a chance, and just asking your heart, what do you want? What are you ready to express? What do you want to make manifest through me? What parts of you do you want to be seen? What's the next step? Show me, I'm ready. Show me, I'm ready. That's it, the surrendering. Okay. I want to talk a little bit now about clarity and visioning. Okay. Sorry, a little bit of noise going on in my head. All right, let me find my center. So clarity, this is interesting as well. Clarity arises from space. And most of us think clarity arises from thinking. This goes to Eugene's point. You know, if you're wanting to find clarity on anything, we so often think, let me sit down and think about it and see if I can figure this out and get clear on, right, what's the vision and what do I need to do? And this might be an interesting thing for you to notice, actually, how you even approach the workbooks. Do you sit down and go, right, let me think about this and find my clarity? I believe true clarity, the clarity where you're wanting to receive the answers and guidance from within rather than sort of coming up with it, that arises from space. And if you've done Slow Down and Tune In, you know I talk a lot about that. The clarity is a process of receiving, and that all of the answers that you're seeking, they already exist, and they already exist within you, and you just have to make the space to receive them. You truly don't need to figure as much out as you think. Now, if at any point you hit confusion, I'm going to talk a little bit about confusion and overwhelm, but if at any point you're hitting that, you might think that the way to then find clarity when you feel confused is to go think about it. What I would encourage you to do if at any point you feel confused or overwhelmed is make space. And there's so many beautiful ways to make space, but I find something like going for a walk is a beautiful way to create inner space. I find dancing helps create inner space. I find meditation with beautiful music, some yoga flow. I don't know, just going to do some cooking in the kitchen, maybe playing with your pet or your child, something where you let go of thinking about it. And spaciousness is actually more of a process of becoming just present, like almost releasing it and just becoming present. Because when we're really present and kind of in our bodies and in an experience, there's more spaciousness in the mind. You know, if you ever just, I find this when I cook, I love just cooking with music playing, and I usually just am in the zone and insights start dropping in. Clarity finds me versus me finding it. So this, the clarity is going to come to you as this journey unfolds. I don't expect you to get clarity in this first class right away. I don't expect you to have the whole thing mapped out. I want you to surrender again to knowing that clarity is going to come through every single masterclass, through every single conversation that you have, through every single workbook question that you answer, and through just pondering on everything that's coming through, taking it out on a walk, sitting in meditation, doing your art with it, whatever it is that you do just to find space and peace and letting the insights and the clarity come to you. You absolutely don't need to have full clarity and the full picture before you move forward. What I ask you here in the workbook, and this is something that I've often worked with people on, and this may seem like think of more of a thinking process, but it is actually something that's always worked really well for me. If you're hitting I don't knows at different points and lacking clarity at different points, I always start with, okay, what do I know? Because more often than not, what we're doing is we're focusing on the parts that we don't know, we can't figure out, we don't know the answer to, and then we get lost in that. And I have found when there's too many I don't knows and too much unknown, When there's too much unknown, that's when we get overwhelmed. When there's too many parts of the process or the journey that feel unknown and that we don't know, we will feel really overwhelmed. And when that happens, start with what you do know. And maybe what you do know is, okay, I know that maybe this path that I'm on right now or this career path isn't truly what I'm here to do. Maybe what I know that I have an inner calling. Maybe what I know is I know that I'm passionate about helping people or contributing in some way, or I know I'm passionate about the self-development work, Or what I know is I know it's time for more of my feminine essence to come through, or my intuitive essence to come through. What I do know is that I would love to work for myself doing this work. Start with what you do know, no matter how broad or vague, whatever it is. That is a really strong foundation for finding clarity. Because I find the more that you focus on what you do know, it's easier then to then just expand on that. Okay, well, if I do know, and I often do this when I'm coaching people and asking, it's how I help people find clarity, is, all right, so if I do know that I'd love to be working for myself, let's say I know that. Great. What would be, what feels like the most exciting way that I could be working for myself? Like if I could do anything, if I could share something with the world, if I could work with people one-on-one or in groups, like what would be like the ideal way that I would be working for myself? Or if I could create one thing, like if I could teach one thing to people, like what's the conversation that I'm just super passionate about? And you just sort of start like fleshing out further and further what you know, and then expanding into more of the details. Versus sometimes when we hit I don't know, which is very often this place of like, I know that I don't like my job, but like, oh my God, what else would I do and how would I possibly do that? Or I've heard some of you say, I know I have this vision, because a few of you already have quite a clear vision actually of what you want, but like, how do I get from here to there? Like, I have no idea. Start with, okay, I'd love to have something that I can offer people. I'd love to have something that I could offer people that would make money. Cool. What might that be? Maybe. Or I'd love just to have a place where I can just share my messages, the things that I'm really passionate about. That's where I started. So when I was working with my life coach when I was 27, I think, or 28 maybe, I knew I hated my job and I knew I was passionate about self-development work, but I kind of was like, well, what do I do? What's the in-between? And she said to me, how about you start a blog? And this, my life coach said to me, and this was years and years ago before people were blogging. And I said, okay, I don't know how to do that. I don't know what that means. But what she kind of supported me to do was just find a platform to begin to bring out who I truly was. Now, I know a lot of you already have platforms. If you don't, it might be something to think about. I know Eugene, you know, was starting on sharing videos. Whatever your, and I'm going to talk about platforms later, but I feel to start talking about it now. That was my starting point. And that single starting point of starting a blog, which seemed like such a simple thing, I was just beginning to write about my journey on a blog. I had no idea where that step was taking me, why I was taking it, and the purpose of it, or where it was leading me. It's just what felt really exciting in that moment. I was like, yeah, I love to write. I would love to write about this stuff. The number of people that found me and messaged me and emailed me and said this was one of the first self-development blogs they found of an Australian person teaching this these messages. It became the platform for everything. Some of you have gone back and read A Life of Perfect Days. It's still out there on Blogspot. I think, was it you, Jane? You were telling me you went back and read some of my articles. They're pretty dacky, but it was my beginning point. And that was where I didn't have to know how I was going to become a life coach from that. I just knew I loved to write and I had something to say. And that's where I began. If there's stuff that you don't have clarity on, own that and be like, okay, well, I don't have clarity on how I'm going to make money. I don't have clarity on how I'm going to replace my income. I don't have clarity on how I'm going to call in the clients or the customers or whatever it is that I'm going to need to hit this goal or to reach that destination, or how I'm going to market my book. I know some of you have books that you've worked on. I think two of you do. So just own the parts that you don't know as well. That's totally fine. And I think if we can look at it from that perspective, then you just go, cool, this is what I know. This is what I don't know. And I have to figure out. And great, there's always going to be parts you have to figure out. But I want you to trust that whatever you need to know, you will know it in the moment that you need to know it. If there's something you don't know yet, you're not meant to know it yet. And we have to really trust that things are revealed to us in the moment we need to know them. And sometimes we don't know them yet because we might take premature action. We might rush. We might mess up the divine plan that's unfolding. So you will know in the moment that you need to know. And if there's something you want to know, write it in your journal as a question every day. Put it out to the universe every day. Show me, like, how do I find, you know, my first paid client, or how do I call in the customers that I need, or how do I begin sharing my message? Whatever it is that you want to know, ask it as a question and see what comes through. But again, this is surrender, and this is trusting in the part of you that already knows. And even that is such a powerful beginning point, when you just say, there is a part of me that knows. And it's my only job is to make space to connect with that part and hear what it's telling me. And that's all I have to do. And that's a much more empowering feeling than, oh my God, there's this thing that I want, and like, I don't know how I'm going to get it, and I've got no support. And yeah, I think you can feel the difference. Okay. Visioning. Let's just talk a little bit about your vision, because this is something that I really want you to work on. So I ask you to do an ideal day exercise. Some of you maybe have already done them. Those types of things where you're really thinking about what would be your ideal day. I know most personal development programs kind of get you to do these, but they're a really valuable visioning exercise. And I've even been doing that now, because I've been restructuring my day. Like last year, my days were all about life coaching. These days, my days are all about being a creative channel. So I've had to sort of really think about, right, what is my ideal day then, to be able to pursue my purpose? And this, from a manifestation perspective, is really beautiful if you currently are working in a job or not living sort of what you feel would be your ideal day. It's a really powerful way to anchor into the energy of what you want, is to get into that imaginative space of thinking about, wow, what would this look like if I was literally living the life that I truly want to live? How would I start my day? How would I spend my day? Like, ideally, what type of work would I be doing? Doesn't mean you're doing a full day's work. If you have children, it might just be, you know, I've got a couple of hours here on the things that are really important to me. But also looking at, how do I feel at the end of my day? Now, you can even do an ideal day, say, if you do have a day job or commitments that mean you're not fully available to do what you want to do, you can still kind of create an ideal day. And I want you to be getting into this conscious creator driver's seat of your life, that mentality. Where, like, just even if I'm in a job or in a situation that isn't what I truly want, I'm not a victim to that. I'm still fully in charge of my life, and I'm still fully in charge of how I feel, and I'm fully in charge of what's going on inside of me at all times. And so maybe this visioning exercise can even be a little bit around, like, who do you want to be? And that's how I began when I was still in my day job. I focused a little bit on, like, who do I want to be and how do I want to feel when I'm at that job, that will help me feel like I can be more of who I really want to be, even though right now I'm not doing exactly what I want to be doing. That was how I began my transition. I'll talk about this more in the transitions masterclass that we do, but just to drop it in now, I was in my day job. I'd come home in the evenings and write on my blog, and I knew that what I was in charge of was how I was spending my mornings, how I was spending my evenings, and how I was showing up while I was at work. Showing up meaning, who am I being? Now, when you're identifying, because we sort of talked about this, identifying who you want to be, there will be opportunities all day, every day, to be that person, no matter where you're at. Now, if you're someone that wants to live in more of like a heart-centered space, more authentic, more honest, more self-expressed, more bringing more of your spiritual side in, more confident, there will be opportunities to practice that all the time. And that might start to be your work, really thinking about who you want to be and how you can step into that today. I don't want anyone to feel that they have to wait for things to change to feel how they want to feel, because that's not an empowered way of living. So tweak that visioning exercise based on where you're at. But if you at the moment do have have freedom to design your day, really start to think about how you want your day to unfold. And I was thinking about this morning. I was recognizing that what's getting in my way of my creativity, because like there is just so much creative content coming through me, and I'm sharing none of it, because what I'm doing at the moment is I go to my computer and I start on all my admin emails, things that need to get done, and I use up all my precious energy on that. And then this morning, my guidance was saying to me, no. You wake up, you do your morning ritual, or you go for a run and a swim, whatever you want to do, and you sit down. And for the first 3 hours, it said to me really clearly, 3 hours, you sit down, you do not look at emails, you don't look at anything. You don't look at a single thing that anyone else wants from you. And you just write. You just get out whatever message content is moving through you. That is your day now. And then in the afternoon, you will tackle what other people want from you, emails, admin, whatever. If you're a creative, I suggest, if you're someone who's wanting to work on writing and creating messages, I suggest that. That was very clearly shown to me as my new day, the way my day's got to unfold. It's getting hot in here. It is hot in Sydney today. So we start with kind of owning the vision, and we've been talking about that the whole time. And then, you know, I talk you through here, and this is what I was saying sort of at the start, is once you've claimed that, you close your eyes and you ask, and I've got this question here, and I want you to start to do Q&A journaling. Q&A journaling with your heart energy, with your intuition, with your higher self, with the universe, whoever you want to communicate to. But communicating with the part of you that has the answers, that's speaking to you already. And I say here, dear heart and inner guidance, or I often say dear soul, or my spirit guide's name, I'll say his name. Is there anything you want me to know about my purpose, my desires, my vision? What do I need to know? Show me. And you might need to spend some time just sitting in a sort of a receptive space and just seeing what comes through, or starting to write and just see what flows out onto the page. But I find that a beautiful sort of tuning in, surrendered space. And this is where my guidance will just say things like, do a podcast episode, or, you know, lately it's been telling me, get back on your YouTube channel, or begin sharing messages on Instagram again, because I took a break from that. Or, sit down for 3 hours every morning and create content. It will just tell me little things. And then the second question flows on similarly, what are some steps I can begin to take to move closer to where I want to be? Even if you say, what's one step? And you're just asking for a step. You know, sometimes just email that person, make that phone call. I often get guided to go look at things, go to this website, and then you happen to find, you know, the bit of information that you need. You'll be amazed what comes to you when you start to ask for it. So that's a big part of kind of finding clarity and receiving the steps as well. Beautiful, Natasha, no problems. I hope your scan goes well. Thank you for letting me know. Oh, Kate, you're here. Hello, beautiful. Clarity finds me. It absolutely does. This happened for me in an upcoming project. I allowed it to drop in. I kind of stated I was ready and waited. Thank you. That is beautiful. And a few days later, it dropped in. I'm not even fleshing it out yet, just allowing it to drop in on its own time. That is so cool. And that's the work. Particularly those of you who feel like you are somewhat tuned in and you can be receiving insights and guidance and information, even if you don't believe you are, otherwise you wouldn't be here. I love that. Allow it to drop in, wait for it. And exactly, you don't even need to try to flesh it out prematurely. We'll talk about this a little bit in my action. I talk about, is it energy over action? I talk a little bit about in one of our masterclasses coming up, because that's a real key thing. Eugene, can't wait to share with us how the journey unfolded from the first blog up until now. I'll drop bits of it in as we're talking. All right. Where am I up to? So I've got some questions, and the reason I've got a lot of questions sort of towards the end of the workbook around clarity is last year I had a lot of people who were really struggling to find clarity. So we did a lot of work around clarity in the first masterclass. My sense is for some of you, this may not resonate as much. So for some of these questions on finding clarity, if they don't resonate with you, it's okay to leave them. But this would be for people who know that there are, if I'm thinking of a couple of people, I think Carol, you might be one of them, and maybe Kylie as well, in situations where you're in a job and you kind of know, even Mel, I think, said she was still sort of finding clarity. You're in a situation where you're still kind of trying to get clear on what is this going to look like for me? I know I don't want to be where I am, but where do I want to be instead? So sometimes these questions, things around reflecting on, you know, where do you feel most fulfilled at the moment? What's lacking or missing for you at the moment? What typically makes you feel the most inspired and fulfilled out of your work day? These types of questions really helped me when I was in my day job and was trying to figure out what I wanted next, because I knew I loved the creative aspects of my job. I loved when I was contributing and helping people. I hated when I was dealing with drama and admin and really high stress situations. And I remember in my work, what was always missing for me was that I didn't feel I could be authentic. I couldn't express my spiritual side. I couldn't share my philosophies on life. That part of me didn't feel nurtured. And so that gave me a lot of clarity around what I really needed in a work situation, whether it was working for myself or working with other people. Oh, I'm starting to get a little bit flushed and hot. Sorry if I'm going a little bit pink. It's very warm in here. You know, and I began to reflect on, well, what do I love to do outside of work? I just wanted to read self-help books, write on my blog, and watch YouTube clips of spiritual teachers. That was all I wanted to do. And so that was a real key for me. That gave me a lot of clarity that there's obviously other things I'm interested in. I ask you here, you know, when in your life do you feel most on purpose? What are you most passionate about? What do you think you're here to contribute? You may or may not know the answers to those questions. Oh, hang on, I missed that. But it's even beautiful to write that as a question and just see what flows through, because you might kind of surprise yourself when you ask that question, you know, what do I feel my purpose is? When do I remember feeling on purpose? What am I passionate about? What do I think I'm here to contribute? And I came to recognize me, and I recognized this with myself last year, actually, that was quite difficult to recognize. I didn't feel on purpose when I was coaching anymore. As beautiful and amazing as life coaching is, and I still love it, I didn't really feel on purpose. But when I teach and lead groups, I feel really on purpose. So it's worth reflecting on that. And then I also get you thinking about just your journey. For any of you who might still be thinking about what am I here to contribute and do, your journey, the journey that you have walked in your life, there's no accidents in what you've experienced, in the things that have challenged you, in the key life lessons and learnings you've had to move through, in the key things that almost like you were born into based on your family dynamic. They are key things that you've had to experience so that you could grow in the way you were meant to grow and develop certain aspects of you. It was the contrast that was needed to help activate and birth certain parts of you that wouldn't have been activated and birthed had you not experienced the contrast of maybe having those parts of you suppressed and denied. Everything that you've walked through up until recently, anything... Oh, gosh, that is so loud. I'm sorry. Anything that has been a pivotal experience. And I know Mel spoke so beautifully, almost around like a dark night of the soul type of experience for her. That was the key to her spiritual awakening. That was her soul guiding her through all of that, because it's been the preparation for who she's here to be and what she's here to teach. I know all of you have experienced that in some way. You've been being prepared. Everything up until now has been preparation. None of it has been a waste of time. None of it has been invaluable or not valuable. No mistakes. But we can reflect and extricate from those experiences the key learnings that then qualify us to teach this stuff to other people. because I said this, I think I said this to Eugene, did I, maybe, on our discovery call. Was it you? I said, it was someone I said it to, that I think what makes us a good coach, teacher, healer, guide for others is not qualifications and study and whatever. It is your life experience where you have had to become the true embodiment of what you're here to teach. When you go through the trenches of something and you deeply integrate that, it's like in your cells now. It's a part of who you are. It's embodied wisdom. That qualifies you to teach, in my opinion. I also think it's worth having training and all that stuff and make sure you've got some experience behind you in whatever. But you've been getting your qualifications through your life experience. So sometimes if you're lacking clarity, it can be really useful to think about, what are some of my key experiences that I've had? I was absolutely born into the right family, as screwy as it was. I'm grateful for the dysfunction and how I rose above it time after time. So I believe this was an important part of my path. So much. I feel that so much. Hearing that I've been getting prepared and getting ready for what I'm here to share has put my challenging past in an entirely different context. Thank you, major goosebumps. I'm so glad. That's perfect, Mel. Because that's absolutely the truth. It's the same for all of you. And you need to own your journey and own your story in that way. That the wisdom and experiences you've gained, like you almost, and I've often felt this, and it shits me a bit when I hear this from my guides, but it almost now creates a feeling of responsibility. Like I have a responsibility to share this stuff. Because sometimes you're almost in a bit of a privileged position because not everyone is actually able to go through big challenges and come out of it almost more enlightened. That's why our planet is in such chaos, because people are going through stuff that is meant to be waking them up and they're not waking up. Goosebumps. And almost want to cry. They're not waking up, and that is the freaking problem. Their souls, their higher selves, life are serving them challenges, being like, please, we're trying to crack you open. We're trying to show you. And people are struggling because they're not yet in a place where they're ready or able. Maybe they don't have the support, the time, the resources to go through this awakening journey. And it is sort of a privilege and a blessing that we are now a responsibility that we've been able to come through and have this level of awakening and consciousness, learning, insight from whatever we've gone through, that it is our job now to go be the teacher of that. Yeah, it's really moved me as well, Kate. And that's where you kind of, and the reason I said it shits me a little bit is because it forces me to get the F over myself and stop making it about me when I know there is, like, what a gift I have to have come to this place in my life based on all that I've been through. And there are people that need to hear now, you know, the wisdom that I've gained. Or whatever it is that you've gained from the journey that you've walked. Because your soul has been guiding you this whole time. You've just now become aware of it. But it's been guiding you the whole time. Goosebumps. Is there anything else he wanted me to say? Yeah, so he was also saying to me, for anyone who's just logging in now, I've got these notes that my light keeps clicking in and out when I'm using my workbook. Oh, well, I can't bother dealing with it. I tuned into my spirit guide before we spoke, and he gave me some stuff to say. He said, so this is just around looking at what's blocking you, because we're going to be talking over the next couple of sessions around what's been blocking you, fears, mindset blocks, all that stuff. And really getting you anchored into your power. But he said, Whatever the one thing is that has been blocking you up until now following your inner calling, he said, commit to breaking through that over the next 5 months. Make it a really clear area of focus. He sort of said, like, I'm aware for all of you there might be numerous things, but he said for each of you there's like a one real sticking point kind of thing that has been one of the key blocks that has prevented you really being able to show up for, step into, make the progress towards your vision and purpose in the way that you really want. And he was almost showing me to like really own it and make it clear, almost like sticking on a piece of paper and putting it up on the wall so you can see it. And you're like, okay, this thing, this is what I'm going to have to break through. This is what I'm going to have to tackle. And I'm committed to doing that through this journey, because there's no point doing all of the visioning work if we're just going to keep letting all our stuff get in the way. But we're going to be tackling that over the next masterclasses. Okay, coming towards the end, let me just see what else I wanted to say here. So I spoke a little bit about purpose right at the start, around purpose being just the need to follow whatever feeling and energy is moving through you in any moment. So don't get too caught up in having to write a definition of what your purpose is or get clear on what you think your purpose is. I would say to you in this moment, it's just surrendering to the inner calling. That's it. Wow, I have sweat running down my arm. That's extreme. Okay. Let me just see if there's anything sort of final here around visioning, around, yeah, a couple of notes I just had around clarity. As I'd said to you, to find clarity makes space, be mindful of overthinking. Also, sometimes if you're ever unclear on what a step is to take, so maybe you think you hear your guidance, you're not sure, and you're like, oh, I don't know, should I take that step? Sometimes the best thing to do is just take it and see what happens. I actually find that's a beautiful way to get clarity. So on one hand, we can just be waiting for the clarity and receiving. Sometimes though, it's useful just to take a step and then just notice what feedback you get back. And that's actually another way to find clarity, is just dip your toe in, try something. You know, if you're beginning to say share messages and you feel called to say share them on YouTube, do a video, share it. I'm just thinking, Eugene, you keep coming to mind because I thought your video was great, the video that you did. I watched that as well. But say that's what you're feeling called to do, or you want to start sharing, you know, a Facebook post, or you want to have a blog, or you want to put an offering out there, whatever it is. Just put something out there. And then just notice, one, how did it feel? Did it feel authentic, aligned, good? Did you feel free and alive and inspired afterwards? Two, did you get something mirrored back that was some confirmation? Not that we need that, but sometimes that little bit of feedback, that little bit of like response from someone or a life can be an indicator that was an aligned step. So that can be a helpful way to find clarity as well. If you're someone who's feeling multi-passionate, spread across a lot of different ideas, desires, things at the moment, I would say start with one. And ask for which is the one to start with. Ask that almost to your guidance. You can absolutely achieve all of them. You can absolutely do all the things you want to do, but you can't do them all in one moment. And if you're feeling overwhelmed, simplify. Simplify. If you're feeling overwhelmed, thinking, oh, you know, I really want to put energy into my social media or to designing this offering or to building my network marketing team or to, you know, doing Facebook Lives, whatever it is, and you go, oh my God, that's just too much all at once. Pick one and ask for what would make the most impact, what would help me make the most progress in moving forward, what feels the most exciting to me, where do I feel the greatest pull, where do I feel the most inspired. Where is like that wave of energy that I could ride with this? If any of you as well are at a stage of wanting to find clarity, because I had this a lot last year of, you know, again, like I know I don't want to be doing this, but I don't know what I want instead. Try a lot of different things. And that was something that I did when I was in my day job. I was experimenting and I worked with a life coach and I did 6 months of nutrition training and I went to yoga classes and I went to seminars on mindset and the law of attraction because I just wanted to try all different things and be like, where do I get that feeling of like, yes, this is right for me? I had this with a woman last year in the mastermind. It was so cool watching her journey. She came into the mastermind working as a teacher, but just kind of being like, I don't know, do I want to do it anymore? By the end of the mastermind, she tried all these different things through the mastermind. She'd set up an essential oils business. She began sharing a beautiful Instagram account called Wild and Slow. It's really beautiful what she's sharing on there. And she took a sabbatical. She's actually now on a year-long sabbatical from teaching, giving herself a chance just to explore and try some different things. And actually just doing that even can be a really beautiful way to find clarity, is just to start to dip your toe in different stuff and then just get feedback on how it feels and if it resonates and if you love it and if you don't. And that can be a really good way to find clarity too. With overwhelm to simplify, as I said, wherever possible, just focus on one thing at a time. If you have limited time, bring yourself back to the present moment, because it's the future tripping and the how, and the how is this going to work and how will this take me to where I want to be that actually overwhelms you too. Make some space, just like go for a walk and let it go. That can help help you move through overwhelm. And just don't think too far ahead. I know that's easier said than done, but that's sort of the work I find. Okay, final little bit and then we will wrap up, because this is a lot of talking. All right, visioning. If you, I'm just looking at the homework ideas page now of the workbook. If you as yet don't have some type of vision that you have created for this course, I would love you to do it. There's two things that I suggest here which could be really valuable. If you're a real visual person, creating a vision board for what you want to create and achieve through this mastermind is a really beautiful thing to do. I actually had a woman from the mastermind last year just post in our group that she had created a vision board on Canva. Because part of her, what she was focusing on through the mastermind, was creating an event series. And I'm actually speaking as her first speaker in April at her first event, because she's started it. And she had posted in there, she created a vision board for the event series, which was really beautiful, all the branding and the energy and the imagery of the event series. And she created it on Canva. I'm guessing most of you know Canva. If you don't, look into it. It's a really great tool for creating visuals of any kind, you know, social media posts, promotional posts. I design all my stuff on Canva, and it's really quite affordable. But she created a vision board there. So you could do that, even just a computer-based one. You could save it as your desktop. You could get that printed off. Or if you're more of a words and scripting person, I love doing desire scripting. And I love writing, you know, write a full A4 document. It is now... where maybe the 1st of July 2019, it is the 31st of December 2019, I've got here January 1st 2020, however long you want to cast your vision ahead. Describe in as much detail, present tense, what you're living. And if you were in my journaling workshop, I showed you, didn't I, my vision book from the vision book that I created before I was doing this work that had a lot of vision statements in it I would also write out, and all that stuff materialized for me. Because what you're putting there on there is the stuff that's calling at you, obviously the stuff that, as we said right at the start, is already done energetically, but we're wanting to work with the things that now help it materialize. And what helps that energy that you've received, that vision, materialize is more and more energy, more focus, putting your attention on it as often as possible. Thinking about it as like a seed, you know, I was using the analogy of a seed planted in soil. How does that seed grow? It grows through being nurtured, through tending to it, through watering it, through sunlight, through thinking about it and caring for it and loving it. If you ignore that seed, you can plant that seed all you want, but if you don't give it any attention, it's just going to sit there. So your dream seeds, as I often call them, needs your attention, your energy, your focus on a consistent and regular basis to materialize. It also needs your action. They're all the things that take this energy that's already done and complete and ready to be born through you, but the part of the human physical experience of living in a material world is it's our job to help materialize it. It can't materialize without us. That's why it's a co-creation. So these things like vision boards and vision statements that allow you to stay really connected and anchored into the energy of what you want and give energy to it on a consistent basis really help materialize it. So that's one thing I'd love you to do. I'd love you to focus on heart energy stuff. I know a lot of you may already have done work around this, but really think about and reflect on what helps you connect in with your heart energy and what helps you feel, you know, passion or love or inspiration or helps you access that loving inner guidance that comes from your heart, that voice that encourages you and tells you that you're worthy and beautiful and magnificent. What drops you out of your head and into that space? Maybe you make a practice out of like a daily heart meditation, just hands over heart, just 5 deep breaths into the heart space and just consciously building your relationship with that energy and asking that energy to lead and guide your life more than it ever has before. And then I also ask you here, all of this is like totally, you don't have to do it all, but just see what will support you the most. I also encourage you to do some Q&A journaling. And if you're already a journaler, maybe just bring in more of the Q&A style of journaling. Write down and ask whatever question you want an answer to. Ask for whatever guidance you need, whatever clarity you need, whatever it is you want. And then put pen to paper and just start letting your hand move. And you'll be amazed. I mean, that's how I started channeling. I am pure legit channeling these days. Like eyes closed, I've been recording myself and it's big stuff that comes through. But it simply started with being willing to write a question and listen for an answer. And when I started, you know, you start writing and you think, oh, this is sort of just me writing. If you do it long enough, and I actually computer journal because it's easier for my hands to keep up with the messages. But if I just type and type and type and type, not even thinking, don't reread it, don't like stop to read. When I reread it later, particularly like a few hours later, I'm like, whoa, that was not me. That was not me talking right there. So that's something you might want to practice. If you want to feel connected to your intuition, any form of guidance, or even maybe just to allow your mind to speak to you in a constructive, supportive way. All right, I think that is almost the end. I would love to know, how are you all feeling? Is there any questions? Do you have anything, any particular takeaway, aha? I think the purpose of today was really just to like lay a foundation for our work together, was to get you really anchored in and connected to and owning the calling that has brought you here, was to help you with beginning to find clarity if that's what you're seeking, or maybe perhaps to begin to just start to take some steps forward without needing to know the whole big plan as yet, and to also support you to come into that perspective of surrendering, feeling and listening and following the inner calling that's moving through you. And being mindful of how the mind might try to be interfering already on the journey. But your focus for the next couple of weeks is to work through this masterclass. Feel free to rewatch parts of it if you want to. I will be uploading it today onto the members site to work through your workbook, or maybe take some of the additional questions I've shared in the class today or anything that dropped in as an aha and flesh it out further. And I might pop in on next Monday, so a week from now, and do our first little accountability kind of action step. And I like to just ask at the start of a week, what's one step you want to focus on taking today, this week? I'll give you all this week just to begin to work with this content. But as of next week, we'll be looking at let's just support each other, even just with one small step each week, so that we can begin to create some momentum and so that we can be supporting and encouraging each other in the pursuit of what it is that you're ready to materialize and bring to life, yeah? We're going a little bit over time, but I knew today was going to be a little bit longer. Oh, Carol, beautiful to see you here. Came in a little late, but can't wait for the replay. I'll be getting it up for you soon. Kate, I feel like my vision for my time here has completely shifted. Interesting.
I'm not surprised. I'm intrigued to see what transpires over the coming months. My pleasure, beautiful. I'd actually love if you feel at any point to share that with us, Kate. And I might, I haven't thought about this, but it could be something really cool. Let me think about it. Considering I felt like the video, you guys posting videos, was a really great exercise, it could be something, a nice thing to do at the start of each month, seeing we started at the start of February, as a little monthly check-in where each person just sort of shares some intentions or where they're at or how their journey's unfolded at the start of each month. I think that could be a really nice thing to do, actually. I just find when you guys share videos, it's, I mean, I just found I felt so much more connected to all of you, seeing you speak. But yeah, to your point, Kate, I would, I'm really curious to hear actually how your vision shifted. I would love to know a little bit more about that if you felt to share at any point. Mel, this is an amazing time of soul learning and expansion. I feel like my life is changing already from this moment. Oh my gosh, I'm chatting to you in half an hour. Mel, I need to get off this call. Mel and I hadn't had our discovery calls yet because she was so beautiful. I literally emailed her the link and she just said, I'm in. I said, don't you want to like chat to me? She's like, I'm in. And I was like, oh my God, you're my dream person. I just love that certainty. So we're chatting in half an hour. So I will talk to you then. Brigitte. I'm loving the allowing, creating space for downloading clarity. I had another drop in today for a newsletter video. Such a cool way to create. Ooh, I'd love to know more about that. So like a video message sent out to your newsletter tribe. I love the idea of you on video. You did a beautiful job just to show up like quite raw, just raw. Just like, here's record, here I am. And I think that's a beautiful style for you. And I'd actually love to encourage you to, for any of you who are wanting to get better with video, the only way I got more comfortable with it was I just practiced all the time, but just by myself. Like I didn't share it with people. I would just do video diaries all the time. When I was like thinking things or processing things, I would just talk to myself and then I'd watch it back. And my whole, like the way that I would talk and hold myself completely refined, and my ability to articulate myself really refined just through practicing and watching myself back and being like, you know, look how, where you say, or look where you use your hands all the time. Cause I always do, or whatever. It was really interesting. Eugene, this was awesome for me. The biggest takeaway is to work on really owning, claiming, and anchoring energetically what I envision to manifest. Eugene, I said that to you in our discovery call, like there's this spiritual intuitive side of you. It was so funny when we were talking because you didn't talk too much about spiritual side initially, but I think I said to you, I just keep hearing the word spiritual counselor or spiritual teacher or something. And I was like, this is what you need to own. This is what you're here to do. So I'm glad. Carol loves the video idea. Beautiful, the video idea. Great. I'm really glad. Mel, great idea, accountable to owning up and living authentically. Yes. Beautiful, Kate. Journal and flesh it out. And then please do come and share with us. Great idea with the videos. Thank you, everyone. You guys are amazing. All right. Sometimes my videos take a really long time to upload. So fingers crossed, I will be able to get it up by the end of today. We'll just see how we go. I love you all. That was a really cool session. Is there anything else he wants me to say? Yeah, I'm going to do this before every session. I tuned into my guide and talked to him and he gives me additional notes and I'll pull a card for us all at the start of every class too, because that was fun. All right, my loves, enjoy working through all of this. If you have any questions at any point, either post in the Facebook group or email me. I'll talk to you all soon. Love you loads. So glad so many of you were able to be here live with me. Thank you so much. And I'll see you soon, guys. Bye.